Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of What the Fitness by me, Casey Pauline. So if you listened to the end of last week's podcast, I talked about how I was going to go over the myths of being a personal trainer, being personally trained, but I wanted to talk about cravings a little bit before we jump into that. So all last week, I was craving cake. I don't know why, and I just couldn't get it off of my mind. And so I went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday without having any cake. I did all the tips and tricks that they say to do, where you wait 15 minutes, you drink a lot of water because maybe you're mistaking hunger for thirst or whatever. And I even tried to make one of those little protein mug cakes in the microwave where you take like 4 or 5 different ingredients with protein powder, maybe some egg whites, almond milk, that kind of stuff. And let me tell you, that did not taste like cake at all. It was so spongy tasting. I actually burnt the shit out of my tongue. And it did not taste like cake whatsoever. It was not sweet. I ended up throwing it away because it was so terrible. And it was at that point that, you know, instead of wasting calories on things that I didn't really want, that I was trying to make similar to tasting like cake, I figured, why not just go buy a piece of cake and just get it out of my system? So that's what I did. I went to Kroger, I bought a slice of cake from the bakery section, and I ate that piece of cake, and I didn't feel guilty about it. Like I said, I got it out of my system, and I was done with it. And so those things happen. Whenever you're craving something, go ahead and get it, because chances are if you don't, you're going to binge eat on everything else that you might have in your pantry to try and get over that craving. Or you can just go ahead and get whatever you're craving and it's out of your system and you don't have to worry about it and move on to getting back on track and eating healthier the next day or at your next meal. It's okay. That is what fitness and living a healthy lifestyle is all about. I'm a firm believer in balance and eating things in moderation. So don't feel like just because I'm a personal trainer that I never eat those kinds of things, because I do, and I'm human just like the rest of you guys. And I'm sure any other personal trainer that you've ever worked with or friends with or whatnot, they probably feel the same way. So getting into our myths here, that would be my first myth. Myth number one of being a personal trainer is that we always eat super healthy. And that is not the case for a reason that I just said with the cake. We do not eat 100% all the time lean, clean, and green, okay? I like to have my indulgences. I have a big sweet tooth. I like my wine. I like my spicy margaritas. I love my Oreos. In fact, my sister and I can put down some Oreos. Shout out to my sister there. But we're not doing that every single day. I'm not eating sweets all the time, 24/7, or not even maybe even once a week. You know, it's part of my lifestyle, but as a personal trainer, I still have to look the part, yes. But at the same time, I love to have those little indulgences and treat meals, if that's what you want to call them, every once in a while. And that's okay. That is all about balance here. So don't look at personal trainers as this top-notch person that's going to scold you if you told them, as you being their client, that, hey, I had pizza on Friday, don't kill me, please. I would never put down my client for saying that they enjoyed pizza. I mean, it would be a problem if they're eating it every single day. Then I would tell them, you know, the workouts that we're doing might not be as effective as if you're having a bad diet or bad meal plan. So we might have to clean that up a little bit if you really want to achieve the results that you're after. But it's okay if every once in a while that anybody wants to go out and have some ice cream with their friends or enjoy that burger or french fries every once in a while with their spouse or kids or wherever, whoever. And it's not something to be ashamed about just because you're enjoying life. So I never want my clients to feel like I never eat that stuff, because I do. And I want them to make it a part of their lifestyle as well if that's what they love. So I always follow that 80-20 rule. 80% of the time you're eating foods that are nutrient dense for you and healthy for you and fill your body with good energy. But the other 20% of the time you're allowed to live a life that you enjoy and going to have those indulgences and days, like birthdays, weddings, any kind of event where that food is, or just like a night out with your spouse or whoever. So that is my first myth covering there. We're not 100% clean eaters all the time. We're just like everybody else. And going into myth number two, this one is kind of like nutrition, but personal trainers, we don't work out 24/7. We don't live inside the gym. Okay, so we may be there every day as part of our job, or if we're training people inside their homes. It's a part of our life, it's our career, but we personally are not working out ourselves every single day. It's important to get exercise, but it's also important to have rest days, and we take days off just like everybody else does that works out. I know I personally take off 2 days a week, and it's just as important to recover from your workouts as it is to actually do them. Plus, I have days where I might be sick and I don't feel like going to work out when I have a cold or if I have a fever or something. That's normal. We're not like superheroes where we say, oh my God, we gotta go do it, or just gotta get that workout in and sweat it out, and I gotta train hard so everybody looks at me like this super awesome human being that's perfect. No, it doesn't work that way. We're just like everybody else that needs to take days off from the gym. And of course, we look the part, like I said, with the nutrition. That's a huge key for us in looking fit and having the lean muscle definition. That's what people come to trainers for, is because they look at us and they say, I want to achieve a body like that too, or be healthy for myself. So nobody's going to want to train with somebody that doesn't look in shape. So of course, we work out to stay in shape, but we're not doing it 24/7 as a lot of people might think. And just like you guys take days off, those who aren't personal trainers or in the fitness industry, we have our days off too. So it happens. So we're not perfect when it comes to that aspect of it either. Which that'll lead me into my third myth here, is that personal trainers are always motivated. And yes, we're motivated to a sense, as in where we have to be positive and be high energy whenever we have clients, because again, nobody wants to train with a person that doesn't look in shape, but a person also doesn't want to train with somebody who's negative. So for me personally, if I'm having a bad day and I have tons of clients in the evening that I have to train, I can't go in there bringing my negative personal business into it. I can't be like, oh, hey John, are you ready to train? All right, let's get it. Get on the treadmill. Yep. 5 minutes. You got this. You see where I'm going with that? Like, nobody wants to train with somebody who's negative or monotone. You got to go in there, hey, John, how's it going? Like, as if you had the best day ever, even though you had the shittiest day ever. Because your clients are there to have you help motivate them into their goals. They don't want to train with somebody that's not motivated themselves, or somebody that doesn't have that positive energy, because the client themselves might not be motivated to work out that day, and it's your job to get them to do the exercises and for them to commit to achieve their goals. But if you're going in there with a negative mindset, then it's just going to be a shit show. You have to leave your own personal business, whether it's negative or not, behind the scenes, essentially, when you're training a client. And a lot of times you could become like a therapist to your clients, where they open up about stuff that could be negative and think of you as like a friend or somebody they can trust and talk to about certain issues that they're having. And you got to be positive and ready to take that on as well when you're a personal trainer. And so clients, they come to you because they think that you're this motivating, positive influence in their lives, and you are. And so when you're a personal trainer, you have to always keep that in mind, that you're there to help motivate and support these people and help make their lifestyle, when it comes to fitness, a positive journey. And so that's a huge key whenever you're being a personal trainer, or if you think that we're always motivated, we're not, but we have to act like it even if we don't feel that we are. So those are my top three myths when it comes to personal training. And my last one that I'm going to give you guys here is that I think a lot of people have the misconception that becoming a personal trainer means that we get paid a ton of money and you can make a lot of money off of it just by getting clients. And yeah, you can make a good amount of money by having clients and the retention rate of clients coming back to you over and over again for years and make a living off of that full time. But you can't just become a personal trainer and expect to start making six figures right off the bat. Okay, you see like master trainers or big fitness influencers within the industry that have a big social media following, all of that, and programs like Jillian Michaels, the girls from Tone It Up, Karina and Katrina, they all worked at that. So they all worked up to the status, and they started somewhere too, like whether it was in the gym or just creating free YouTube videos. They all started somewhere before they hit it big, and they just kept working and working at it. So anybody that's a personal trainer, fitness influencer, you can do that yourself, but just know that you have to put in the work to it. Whether that means you get your own clients or the gym gives you clients or wherever you're working, you still have to market yourself. If you're your own brand, or if you're working in a chain gym, you have to go out and get your own clients and recruit them. So there's money to be made, but to make it that successful, you truly not only, number one, have to market yourself, but number two, you have to have a huge passion for helping people. It's not a good thing just to become a personal trainer just because you're in it for the money. That's not why I became a personal trainer. My passion is truly helping people achieve their goals and making fitness an enjoyable part of their lifestyle. And so if you're just in it for the money and you're training all your clients the same exact way with the same cookie cutter programs like a lot of these people do on social media, and it just completely irks me, but that's a whole nother story. And I touched a little bit about it on my first podcast about fitness influencers within the social media industry. But if you're just in it for the money, that's not a good reason to become a personal trainer. And that's going to show over time about how much you truly don't care about your clients, just care about getting another number under your belt. But if you truly love training people and helping them achieve their goals and have a passion for it, like, if, let's just say, if you're not willing to train somebody for free to help them reach their goals, because I've done that many of times where I've trained a client for free, whether it was one session or gave them a 4-free-week plan, then I don't think that you have the passion for it and that you really want to do it. That's something that you have to ask yourself, is this what I'm passionate about, or am I just in it for the money? Because if you're just in it for the money, you're not going to go very far as a personal trainer. So guys, those are just my top 4 myths. So if you are a personal trainer and you listen to this podcast, or whether you're not and you've heard myths about personal trainers or personal training before, let me know, because I would love to hear it. But also, I mentioned last week that I was going to do a giveaway, and I did not forget. So this giveaway this week is actually going to be with Frey Skincare. They are amazing products. Go check them out on Instagram. That is F-R-E Skincare on Instagram. And I am giving away their 1-2-3 set, which is what I use every single day, and it's formulated for sweaty skin. So for my ladies that work out all the time and you want something to get rid of the acne, to exfoliate your skin and make it look glowing and beautiful and hydrated, you definitely gotta check out Frey Skincare. So I'm going to be posting an Instagram post after this podcast, and it'll only be available to enter only for this podcast here. So go check that out, read the caption, follow the instructions, and enter for your chance to win. And guys, good luck with that. But that's going to end this podcast here. And I hope you guys have a great week. Remember to be confident, be cool, and I will catch you all on the next episode of What the Fitness and Other Crazy Shenanigans with me, Casey Balline.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.